It's Friday, and you've reached the Kelly Wendland Podcast. On today's podcast, we engage in some shameless self-promotion for our 25th year in business. Coming up next.
420 Boston Billion. Another glacier gone today. But if you just accept your Lord and Savior, it won't matter in a way.
One, we are live with the 25th anniversary crew with Logisolve. How's everybody doing this morning?
Great.
You know, it's always an adventure when we start these because I'm known for my technology glitches and I bring that to the table. It's one of a couple of things I bring, but I'm known for it, admittedly. And so we had some great people in the green room, as we like to call it, and we didn't quite get them in this time, which is disappointing. Emily and Michelle, we will definitely catch you this next time. What are we celebrating here? What's going on? What's exciting this year?
Who wants to take the lead?
25 years.
Yeah.
Jen Wallace.
Yeah.
Tim, you're using that surprise,
Mm-hmm. 25 years in business.
It's crazy.
It is pretty crazy. That would make me
62?
40. No, I was going to say 40 years old. That would make me 40 this coming year. So when you get to in your 40s, I've heard that's when things start to go downhill. I hope that's not true.
It's unbelievable. You started this when you were 15.
Tim, I was in remedial math in Menominee, Wisconsin growing up. Okay. That's not the kind of cottage. I didn't think through that. No, I actually did think through that when I said it. I should know that you're going to do the math for people, and most of them did it anyway. So so 25 years in business, an exciting moment for us as a company, and we've been lucky to have great people for a long time, some of which are on this call, and we've had customers for those periods. What's our plan for recognizing that? What are we going to end up doing?
Yeah, well, the big thing is a big event in September. So we are kind of working through all stages of planning that out, and save the dates, RSVPs, all of that will be coming out within the next couple of months. But yeah, huge event that we're trying to plan for anybody who's in the area. That's kind of helped get us to where we are to this day that we're still working with. So it's going to be very fun.
Yeah, I think it will be.
We've been wanting to do something to celebrate just, our customers, like you said, and our consultants for a long time. So it's kind of an excuse, I think, to do that, but for 25 year anniversary. But there's a lot of people to thank. There's a lot of people that we get to celebrate. So I think this will be a really fun way to do that.
And what you said, September, do we have a date picked in September yet?
Yeah, September 28th. So it's a Thursday. So it'll be happening later afternoon into the evening throughout the night. But yeah, there's going to be entertainment, kind of giveaways, like all these different ways to donate to our charity partners, kind of just anything to get a whole group of people together and to thank them for all of their support throughout the years. Because yeah, we have some people that I've heard stories of consultants that started with us and have been around for 20 plus years and clients and whatnot. So yeah, a lot of people. We're hoping to have a big turnout.
Awesome. Where's the event going to be?
It's going to be held at the Royal Club in Lake Elmo.
Royal Club, Lake Elmo, September 28th. And any events prior, do we have anything that we're doing prior? We talked about maybe doing golf. I think that'll be limited just based on the time, what we have for time, but can people show up early and have a drink and socialize, that kind of thing?
Yeah, Tim, I'll let you take that one.
Yeah, well, then the big thing I think is to drive as much participation as we can. So this is kind of a way to kick that off and communicate that the event is happening. We'll also be sending out some electronic communications and reminders But yeah, we would love everybody to participate. I think more details will come out in terms of the arrival times and the kickoff. We are trying to plan some special events that day beforehand, so there will be some opportunity for folks to potentially participate in a VIP golf event. And then leading up to that event, I think we're also trying to have some smaller celebrations. Typically we'll try to do like a summer fest type of event. I think more details from that will be coming out, but really just trying to continue to build that excitement up to September, try to get as many of our colleagues, our clients, consultants, partners, as many people there as possible to help us celebrate this long run of success that we've had leading up to our 25th anniversary.
Fantastic. One last note on that. We are focused on our charities for the event. And so I'm assuming we'll have like Ace in the City, which is a charity that works with the underserved in Minneapolis. Is there anybody else that we have on the docket, or will that be our primary charity that you're aware of? Amanda, do you
know? It is one of our main ones. Yeah, we are still targeting a couple others that we do work with, and we'll try to incorporate those. Well, we actually are going to incorporate them into our events throughout this year prior to that September event as well. So details will come out with that. But yeah, we're looking to partner with additional charity partners as well, just to kind of share the wealth. There's just a lot of people that are willing to donate, and we appreciate that. So yeah, we kind of want to provide options and kind of help the community, the local charitable partners that we have.
Well said. We look forward to thanking all of our customers over the 25 years, and we look forward to raising money for the charities. And then finally, of course, saying thanks to all of our wonderful consultants over the years. So thanks for jumping on the call, everybody. And we will catch you next time.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. 120 pounds per million. Another glacier gone today. But if you just accept your Lord and Savior, it won't matter anyway. And we'll win in a race to the bottom. And it don't seem like no one's gonna stop us. Choose yesterday. Just give these people say we